Welcome to the East County Magazine Live Radio Show, the voice of East County, bringing you the hottest news and coolest events from the communities of San Diego's East County. We're your community radio, representing the public interest, not special interests. Broadcasting from the heart of East County in Descanso with your host, Miriam Raftery.
This is Miriam Raftery with the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ 89.1 FM Descanso. And I'm recording today not at the San Diego Performance Academy, where we usually do our show, but instead at my home office in La Mesa. Here's why. Now, I got to tell you, pulling together today's show has been a challenge. You ever have one of those days when everything that can go wrong does? You know your day is off to a bad start when you take your morning shower and the sewer line backs up and floods your downstairs bathroom and laundry room and part of the family room, too. So that was our day yesterday. I called a plumber who snaked out the line and then with a big grin on his face told me we've got a corroded pipe under the house that needs to be replaced at a cost of $3,100. $3,100. I mean, what's this pipe made of? Solid gold? So sent the plumber on his way and then spent the morning worrying how I was going to afford a second opinion, let alone a $3,100 repair bill if it's really needed. After we got the plumber out of the way, it was time to mop up and sanitize all of those floors, which took quite a while. Finally, with the floors gleaming and clean, I thought I was ready to finally get to work doing some sound editing for today's show. Until I heard my dog barking. Now, golden retrievers are water dogs. They love the water. So while I was all distracted over these plumbing issues, Ginger found a spot in the lawn that was soggy from that rain we had. Don't get me wrong, we need the rain and the drought, but these mud puddles do have their downsides. So my dog happily started digging when nobody was paying attention. In fact, she dug a trench in the middle of the lawn. Actually, it looks kind of like one of those World War II foxholes. It's a few feet long and a couple of feet wide, a couple of feet deep with dirt and what used to be our lawn piled up all alongside the trench. So when I called her, she leaped out of the trench and bolted into the house before I realized what had happened. Yes, right onto the newly mopped floor, covered in mud with cockleburrs stuck all over her fur. I tried to clean her up, but it was pretty clear this was hopeless. This one was beyond my abilities. So this morning, bright and early, I called a pet grooming place and made an appointment. I figured I'd drop her off, race back to my home office, grab the recording equipment, hit the road, and do some interviews to make up for what we had to cancel yesterday. Only the groomers claimed they had no knowledge of my appointment when I got there and told me they were all booked for today. So finally I found another groomer willing to take in my dirty dog, but that didn't leave a whole lot of time left for today's radio show production. So I asked some of my staff to help out and send in a few sound clips, record some stories at their own home offices. We'll open with one from Nadine Abbott, discussing a farm bill in Congress with deep cuts to SNAP, otherwise known as food stamps.
In a rare display of bipartisanship, the five-year, $1 trillion farm bill is on its way to President Barack Obama's desk. The bill passed in the Senate with a majority of 68 senators for it and 32 against. The bill will cut the Supplemental Nutrition Program, otherwise known as food stamps, over the next 10 years by $8 billion, not the $40 billion originally passed in the House. This is going to affect mostly urban poor, such as residents of El Cajon, where we have the highest levels of poverty in San Diego County. On the plus side, while the Farm Bill gets rid of direct payments to farmers, it increases insurance programs that will allow our local dairies, for example, to remain in production even in lean years. Senator Debbie Stabenow of Michigan did say that this is not your father's Farm Bill, it's a new direction for American agricultural policy. This is Nadine Abbott for KNSJ and East County Magazine.
Now it's time for the Green Scene Report, highlighting energy, environmental, and sustainability issues in our community.
This is Miriam Raftery with news about a national award won by a local business right here in East County. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has honored Taylor Guitars, the internationally famed guitar maker based in El Cajon, as one of three American companies presented with an award for corporate excellence. Secretary praised Taylor Guitars for buying an ebony mill in Cameroon, in Africa, and using shades of ebony in manufacturing its guitars, not just pure black ebony that was once used exclusively. and this protects forests from being depleted. At a ceremony at the U.S. Department in Washington, D.C., Bob Taylor, president of Taylor Guitars, was presented with the award. Secretary of State Kerry said that Bob Taylor and Taylor Guitars have fundamentally changed the entire ebony trade. Kerry emphasized the company's commitment to both the environment and its employees, while also acting as an advocate for improved economic policies and responsible forestry management. Taylor Guitars has become an effective advocate for legal and policy reforms to improve the permitting process around the ebony trade to better protect both the environment and the rights and needs of other forest users, Kerry said. Taylor ensures that its works are protected, and they assure that their workers likewise benefit as a result of this. To close, he noted, "This is absolutely the example of how people ought to do business." Accepting the award, Bob Taylor said, "Our vision was to transform the way that ebony is harvested, processed, and sold into a new model of responsible social forestry, while enriching the lives of our 75 employees through meaningful work. To accomplish this, we assumed the role of guardian of the forest, and we operate with the philosophy to use what the forest gives us. To us, this means using ebony of all colors and all variegations, including wood that features spotted or streaked coloring, wood which prior to our involvement would have been left to deteriorate on the forest floor," Taylor said. You can read more at Taylor Guitars' website, www.taylorguitars.com.
This is Leon Thompson with an update on the proposed Park Station at the Crossroads project proposed near downtown La Mesa. A draft environmental impact report is now available for public review and comments. Originally, the developer proposed to build an 18-story high-rise, but that plan met with strong community opposition. So the proposal has now been scaled down to lower heights, with some higher buildings stepped up behind a low-profile facade. A tower in one section would soar to 110 feet or about 11 stories, twice the height of the current 46-foot limit, so it would require a variance to win approval by the Planning Commission and ultimately the La Mesa City Council. Even after these changes, the city staff's analysis concluded that, quote, "no feasible mitigation measures exist to reduce potential impacts to scenic vistas." The project developer also ditched what staff called an unattractive strip retail mall and replaced it with higher quality mixed-use design. Still, the draft EIR concluded the project would exceed the mass and scale of the surrounding area and would result in significant impacts to the visual character of the site and the community. The proposed project, touted as a mixed-use urban village on just over 5 acres at the southeast corner of Baltimore Drive and El Cajon Boulevard, would include 416 residential units, 61,000 square feet of retail, 146,000 square feet of commercial office space, and or a 500-room hotel. It would include just one parking space per residential unit due to proximity to mass transit. Increased traffic is also a concern. Although the dense development is touted by its supporters as transit-friendly, since it would be located alongside trolley and bus lines, three other alternatives are also proposed. An office mixed-use alternative would eliminate the hotel and limit buildings' heights to 4 stories. This version includes 416 residential units, 146,000 square feet of office development, and 28,000 square feet of specialty retail. A linear park alternative would add approximately a 0-acre linear park on Nebo Drive, increasing the project's total acreage and raising the number of dwellings to 500. The hotel, office, and retail footprint would also be changed. A no-project alternative was also considered and would be environmentally superior alternative due to the aesthetics, greenhouse gas emissions, noise, and traffic, according to the draft EIR. Even scaled down, the project would still be among the largest developments ever built in La Mesa since Grossmont Center and would be the second tallest structure in town after Grossmont Hospital. Early public reactions to the proposal were frosty. Though the project would boost sales tax revenues for the city, Park Station would also irreversibly alter the community character. looming over the historic downtown Village District. Backers contend that higher density development in urban areas is more desirable than sprawl in the backcountry, where water is scarce and fire dangers increase with more housing in the urban-wildland interface. As La Mesa grapples with its growing pains, the public can submit comments on the draft EIR for Park Station from now through March 17. You can find the EIR and information on how to submit comments at the city's website or at our website, www.eastcountymagazine.org.
Welcome to Destination East County with your host, Ariel Johansson, bringing you the most exciting festivals, events, and attractions each week. This week on Destination East County, we have an event with flights, hikes, and flights of fancy in the art world. Air Group One presents a Friday Fly Days fundraiser with World War II antique aircraft and show cars on Friday, February 7th from 4 to 8 p.m. at the Gillespie Field Cafe on North Marshall in El Cajon. Besides the planes, visitors can expect live music, food, craft beers, and wine. Special guests will be the Navy League and a mystery warbird. The Art of Fusion Glass is the subject of a lecture and demonstration by Debbie Solan on Thursday, February 6th at 1 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. at the Foothills Art Gallery on Memorial Drive in La Mesa. Those 18 years and older are invited, and light refreshments will be served. The Native American Flute Players present an event at Mission Trails Regional Park at 1 p.m. on Sunday, February 9th. The San Diego Native American Flute Players honor Native American music, and on the second Sunday of each month, except for June, they hold a flute circle in the Visitor Center's outdoor amphitheater from 1 to 3 p.m. These sessions are free and open to the public. The History Alive Lecture Series, sponsored by the Lemon Grove Historical Society, continues on Thursday, February 6th at 7 p.m., when Ilsa Hanning, who has been for nearly 60 years a leader in education in Lemon Grove, discusses the modern evolution of the Lemon Grove School District into a multicultural, multilingual institution with immigrant students from many lands. Refreshments will follow the presentation, and History Alive is free to the public and suitable for ages 13 and older. The historical H. Lee House Cultural Center in Lemon Grove is also the location for their annual Valentine Tea on Sunday, February 9th at 2 p.m. The Valentine Tea is a classic English four-course high tea served on lace and linen napery and bone china amid the gleaming woodwork and old-world charm of the Tudor Revival H. Lee House. An expert staff serves guests in the private dining room with a hat contest, door prizes, and treats to round out this event. St. Madeline Sophie's annual art show this year is entitled Gotta Have Heart. A reception with music, wine, and hors d'oeuvres will be held at Sophie's Gallery in El Cajon on Friday, February 7th from 5 to 8 p.m. The exhibit includes Kitchen Kitsch, a collection of mosaic repurposed table and dinnerware, including vases, bowls, bottles, and dishes, along with shabby chic fruit crates, all transformed into playful objects d'art by artists with developmental disabilities from Sophie's Gallery. In addition, mosaic panels by international mosaic artist Kim Emerson will be presented, whose piecing together of fragments of old pottery, broken dishes, and remnants from a friend's tragic house fire into a metaphor for the opportunity of recreating a new beginning. A zapateado will be performed by Ballet Folklorico en Aztlan on February 9th at 2 p.m. at the Movete Dance Studio in Lemon Grove. These monthly free half-hour presentations provide information about the sampler or cuadro of dances performed, usually from one of 32 regions in Mexico, in each performance. A new Art in the Park exhibit runs throughout the month of February at Mission Trails Regional Park in San Carlos. Mark Catayan will be exhibiting his photography, and award-winning oil painter Vanessa Rusick will be exhibiting her oil painting at the Visitor Center Art Gallery. The public is cordially invited to a reception in honor of Vanessa Rusick on Sunday, February 9th, from 1 to 4 p.m. Another art exhibit, one where the paintings appear to change as the viewer walks past them, will appear at the Rancho San Diego Library in El Cajon from February 3rd through 27th. The artist, Walt Thomas, enjoys teaching in many different media, including watercolors, oils, acrylics, pastels, collage, drawing, photography, digital art, and more. A family bunco game night has been planned by Soroptimist International for a charity fundraiser in Ramona at the Town Hall on Main Street on Friday, February 7th at 6 p.m. The game night also includes prizes, food, and a drawing. This is a fundraiser to support women and girls in the community who need assistance and provides awards and scholarships to improve the lives of women and girls. The play Annie goes on stage during the weekend of Friday, February 14th, and for the following 2 weekends, performed by the Christian Youth Theater with such songs as Tomorrow and It's a Hard Knock Life. This production of Annie is appropriate for the whole family. The performance will be held at the Greenfield Middle School on Greenfield Drive in El Cajon. The Canyoneers from San Diego Natural History Museum will be leading a nature hike in the Anza Borrego Desert State Park on Saturday, February 15th, starting at 9 a.m. to Indian Hill. This walk hike is rated moderate with a boulder scramble, is 6 miles in, and up to 1,000 feet elevation. Participants can hike through the hillsides of teddy bear cholla and barrel cactus to visit the remains of a primitive 1912 railroad camp. The group will consolidate into four-wheel drive or high-clearance vehicles to reach the trailhead, allow 2 hours driving time from San Diego. Canyoneers are San Diego History Museum volunteers trained to teach appreciation of plants and animals in Southern California. Many of their hikes are in the backcountry of beautiful San Diego. Walks are open to the public and no reservations are required. For more information, including driving directions and some applicable parking fees, visit the Canyoneer Hikers page at www.sdnhm.org/calendar. That's all for this week. All of these events and more can be found in our calendar and in our festivals and events section at www.eastcountymagazine.org. Our Destination East County segment on the East County Magazine Show is supported by our listeners and by a community enhancement grant from the County of San Diego. See you around, East County!
The East County Magazine Show on KNSJ Radio is produced by the nonprofit Heartland Coalition. We're your community news. We reflect your interest, not special interest. You can get involved by volunteering, get trained to be a citizen journalist, and support East County Magazine at www.eastcountymagazine.org. And you can send your news tips and story ideas to editor@eastcountymagazine.org.
KNSJ 89.1 FM Descanso, your network for social justice.
This is Miriam Raftery, and today I am very honored to have as my guest talented musicians from Wind Spirit Drum, a Native American musical group that has won many national awards for their amazing music. Those of you that were at the KNSJ launch party at Mission Trails were treated to some of their fabulous music. Welcome, all of you, to the show.
Wanishi, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you
very much. Very honored to be here.
Windwalker is the head singer, drummer, and flutist for the group. She is a member of the Cherokee and Mi'kmaq Native American tribes, and she is also a third-generation medicine woman. Windwalker, can you please share some information about your heritage with our listeners?
Awani is hello in Mi'kmaq, which is my mother's tribe. I am born into the Fox Clan. My father was Cherokee, and he was Bird Clan. So we say that we were born into the Fox Clan. We would take our mother's clan, and we're born for the Bird Clan, our father's clan. The Mi'kmaq also is part of the Wabanaki Confederacy, which consists of 5 other tribes, which we are also called Keeper of the New Dawn. We are one of the originals on the East Coast, on the Atlantic. They say that we came from Egypt and Atlantis.
Fascinating.
Thank you. Most of the Native Americans that you see, the Southwest, They say they came from the Bering Strait, so they have more of a oriental look, beautiful and darker skin. For we have a lighter skin, but we can get very dark. We also have the four different color eyes for the four seasons. And we have history BC.
That is fascinating. As someone who has some Cherokee blood myself, that's something I did not know.
Oh.
I was very honored to learn this.
Well,
now, tell us about some of the awards that you have recently received.
Oh, thank you. We have been very, very blessed with many awards. It started back with Amazing Grace from our first album, which is Lenape Spirits. Mm-hmm. That came back in 2008. I came back with a spiritual song and gospel song of the year at the Native American Music Awards.
Mm-hmm.
And I sing it in Cherokee and it's a cappella.
It's beautiful.
Thank you.
And then in 2010 and 11 and you won again. Tell us about that.
Oh, yes. Then came Grandfather, which is a beautiful, beautiful song that was written by a Lenape chief who has been journeyed for quite a while now, many moons. We have the honor of singing this beautiful song that came back from Native American Music Awards as Single Song of the Year. And it came back from the Indian Summer Music Awards for the Spiritual Song of the Year. We also, that song was the first song out of both our albums. That's on Ancient Winds. That's our second CD. That's the only song that's not traditional. Both our first two CDs are very traditional. So it was such an honor to have this song, Grandfather, and we also had a full orchestra put behind it, which Terry Evans is the wonderful woman who composed, and she has journeyed from cancer. For that's one of our causes that we work with, the Wind Spirit Drum, is cancer and the homeless children and teenage suicide prevention. Our goals are to make awareness, to have the awareness in what's going on with our young. So we help our new album, Drum, which is Due Respect to Universal Music, has a little more contemporary and also traditional. And we also have a young man that's on there who was a beautiful guitarist, and he still is.
And Drum received 6 nominations at the Indian Summer Music Awards, and one of the pieces on it, a spoken word, a poem, was named Song of the Year. And Drum was also nominated as Folk Album of the Year in the Native American Music Awards. So congratulations. And I understand you were a presenter there as well.
Yes.
What an honor.
It was my third year in a row to present, and I got to present Artist of the Year, which was Tony Duncan.
Fabulous.
Beautiful, thank you. Beautiful hoop and hoop dancer and flute player. Another exciting thing this year was I got to sing with Cece Murdoch at the Native American Music Awards. We did a Native E melody, which is actually from Elvis. We call him.
That's quite an interesting combination.
It was. He's called the Indian Elvis. He's phenomenal, Cece Murdoch, he is. I get to sing with some beautiful, beautiful singers that were also nominees for the Native American Music Awards this year.
Very good.
Thank you.
Now, we also have with us Idol Spirit Buffalo, who is a drummer with the group, and he is also a Native American chief. Idol, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here. It's been a joy to be here.
Can you please share with us a little bit about your heritage?
Well, my heritage is pretty much follows hers in the sense that I'm a Lenape and
chief in the Lenape tribe.
And from Cherokee, South Carolina. You know, my family's heritage is from there. And I'm also, other than just the drummer, I'm the drum maker.
These are amazing drums.
Thank you.
Closely, one that you had in here for the recording session that you'll be hearing soon, listeners, weighs 60 pounds.
Roughly, yeah.
Tell us what it's made of and what it takes to make these drums.
It's a 36-inch in diameter cedar drum, and it has elk hide and 330 laces that put together. I discovered that you can't have traditional lacing on drums here because it is so hot And what it does is, if you don't have a lot of laces, it will snap the thinner ones. So
you've had to adapt it to meet our climate here in San Diego.
That's right. It was an 8-hour deal.
Now, how long ago did Wind Spirit Drum form, and how did the group get started?
Well, I think it started close to 20 years ago, and the germ of it happening, we were always drumming together. You know, it's long, all our kids did, and we had a whole herd of kids.
And what part of the country were you in back?
Different places, but the last big place was in Ohio.
Mm-hmm. And what brought you to California, to San Diego?
Warmth and and surf.
We have plenty of both here, don't we?
That's right. I mean, you know, I've spent many years in cold climates, and I think I'm done with that.
So you live here in Lakeside now?
I am, yes. Yeah, it's awesome out there. I love it.
Very nice. Great. And that sounds like you're planning to stay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Very good. We also have with us Karen Story, who is a drummer, and she is Windwalker's sister. Karen, how did you first become involved with the music and with the group?
I first met them at the Trading Post here in Lakeside. They came on part of their tour.
Really?
And as we got to know one another, I was given the honor to be able to drum with them. And then Windwalker asked me if I wanted to learn how to be a drummer on the drum, and I jumped at the choice to do it, and I don't regret it. I love it.
Wonderful.
I love the vibration from the drum as we beat together, all of us together, just in sync. The vibration is just phenomenal.
Speaking of good vibrations, another drummer in the band is Spotted Tail Mare. And amazingly, she is deaf. She cannot hear. Spotted Tail Mare, how do you play the music?
Hi, this is Spotted Tail Mare from Windfield Drum. I am totally deaf. When I play the drums with them, I feel the heartbeat coming from the ground all around the air and through the great spirit of the sky. So anyone who's hard of hearing or deaf is welcome to come and watch us perform, as I'm the very first deaf drummer for Wind Spirit Drum, and I'm very honored to be a part of them.
Well, that's an amazing story and very inspirational for anyone out there with a disability, I'm sure. Windwalker, can you tell us about the significance of the music? Many of your songs actually have some social justice themes, which is very appropriate here on KNSJ, the Network for Social Justice.
Oh, thank you. Most of our songs that we have done through the traditions are prayers, and they're prayers for many, many different situations. And as I said, that the new CD, Drum, Due Respect Universal Music, came out with a little more contemporary, and I wrote this song called Segregated. We wrote the song 8,000 feet on top of a mountain in New Mexico. And it was all about, I realized that where we lived, now we live here in San Diego, but where we lived there was so much segregation in different cultures. And they never saw an East Coast Native American. So it started where I realized there was so much different segregations in different, it just kept spreading. And I realized, oh my goodness, this is just wrong. This is absolutely wrong.
Through your music.
Yeah, so what I did was I wrote Segregated, and I particularly just specify, if you listen to it, I specify on being a Native American, because I didn't want to be an angry song or people take it in the wrong direction.
So not a protest
song. It's not a protest song. It's all about I want people to open their eyes and see around them. Look around. That's what I say in the language. Wake up, look around you. We're all related.
Let's listen as Wind Spirit Drum performs Segregated in our studio right now.
Yeah. So segregated.
These are very beautiful, very powerful and moving songs.
Thank you.
Now, in just a moment, we're going to play some more excerpts for you, some of these amazing songs.
Wanishi.
But first, can you tell us where listeners can find out more about you or find this music if they want to hear more?
Oh, please, yes, thank you. You can go to Wind Spirit Drum. You can Google us or Facebook. Our music is also on CD Baby, Amazon. We can go to YouTube. You can see our music videos, which were, two of them were, they were filmed in the Black Hills Wild Mustang Sanctuary. They're one of our sponsors in South Dakota. Hey Lopa and Grandfather was filmed there with our beautiful producers and directors, Carla LaReeve and Christopher Crosby.
Fabulous.
Thank you. They're wonderful people. They've stood behind us and our group for many years now. And then the other one, Trail of Tears, we did Cherokee Trail of Tears, which was also filmed in in Magdalena, New Mexico.
Which I presume is about the terrible displacement yes. of the Cherokee people who were yes. forced off of their native lands and mm-hmm. The ordeal that they went through.
Absolutely. That's exactly what it's about. Also, what I did a little twist, because there are a lot about the Trail of Tears, and there's a lot of tribes. But my twist was I want to make it bigger because of the segregation. Mm-hmm. So if you really look at that, you're going to see California White Sage. You're going to see Navajo. You're going to see all different kinds of tribes in there. And at the end, my dear friend, Lisa Blessing, and that really is her name, she is the minister woman who is forcing us for the Christianity and onto this trail, forcing us off our lands towards Oklahoma. So we have, because the Navajo had a long walk, which is the same thing. So what I did was I tried to take, once again, all different nations and make the history through our Trail of Tears. So when you watch it, you'll see all different
nations. Marvelous. Can you tell us a little bit about the songs that you were going to play for us today?
Oh, yes, thank you. The first song that we are going to do is called The Cherokee Four Directions. And I would like to gift this song to you today for the beautiful healing and bringing in all the ancestors in this beautiful station, for you are doing so
thank
much
you.
For San Diego and beyond.
Well, we're deeply honored by that gift.
Thank you. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to call in the four directions and all the ancestors from those four directions for you and for everyone else.
Oh,
The second song that we're going to do is called Humba, which is a traveling song, and that's Cherokee also. From Ancient Winds, Humba Dimada is a calling song. If we were on the river and we were going with all the canoes, and it's a calling song, so you'll hear the drummers, I'll say one line and they call back. So it's a traveling song of all goodness and togetherness.
Beautiful. What's next?
The third song is from our new album, Drum, again.
The song is called Freedom, and this is the album that did so well for you at the Indian Summer Music Awards, where you also had the opportunity to perform for 3 days in a row.
I'm in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I cannot believe it. We're just really excited on the biggest stages in the United States. We're just amazed. It's amazing. It's in Milwaukee, right down the beautiful, beautiful waters of Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Fabulous.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'd like to gift you another song. And all the other listeners, this flute song is my drone flute, which is a cedar flute. If everyone right now will think of something that's beautiful, something that okay. changed their life, I will play it back to you on the flute through the song.
That's amazing.
Thank you. This will be an original song for you and for everyone. That's just a wonderful blessing that I have to give to you, that you may take this song with you in your heart.
Thank you so much for sharing your generosity and your talent with us here today. We're going to play these songs now, and I want to thank all of you for coming here. You can get information on Wind Spirit Drum at our website, www.eastcountymagazine.org. Thank you for being here today.
Oh, Wanishi Wado.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We're very honored.
Wanishi.
Aho, blessings.
This concludes today's episode of East County Magazine's radio show. We extend our appreciation to the San Diego Performance Academy for the use of their studio, to the Heartland Coalition, our parent nonprofit, and to KNSJ 89.1 FM, broadcasting from the heart of East County in Descanso. We also thank the musicians who provided music for our show, Laura Preble, Jim Hannibal, Corey Clement, Giovanni Galicia and the Smashing Beats, Donnie Gentile, Wooden Ambulance, Dusty Summer Road, A.K. Jules, Brian Boykel, Royalty Free Music, Frank Nora, Kevin McLeod, April's Dance from the Smart Sound Solo Simplicity Collection, and Turco, Nomads of the Silk Road. We also thank the County of San Diego for a community enhancement grant to support our Destination East County segment. If you have story ideas or would like to underwrite the East County Magazine radio show, please contact editor@eastcountymagazine.org or call 619-698-7617. We'll be back soon for another edition of East County Magazine's radio show.